The Rise of Blandford's Railway. In 1856, in the field at Blandford St Mary, Henry Danby Seymour, chairman of the Dorset Central Railway, toasted Ladysmith with these words: "You have this day performed an important duty in turning the first sod of this great undertaking, which we hope, through the blessing of God, will be fraught with benefit both to agriculture and commerce by connecting the Bristol and English channels." Henry Danby Seymour's promise of a railway, fraught with benefit, proved right, as factories, farmers and food merchants filled goods wagons with fertiliser and grain, cheese, milk, fish and watercress, beer, cider and sacks of hops, drain pipes from pool pottery and timber and stone for building. The railway brought coal for domestic fires and stoves, for steam engines working in the fields, and for the Damery Street gasworks. Sheep, poultry, pigs and rams were often reluctant railway passengers. Someone's dog was even sent, labelled from Bournemouth to Blandford in the guard's van of a passenger train. By 1910, a daily passenger express ran between Manchester and Bournemouth, named in 1927 the Pines Express. It took 6 hours to complete the journey between the two termini, with some of the steepest gradients on the line. In the 50s, it became an iconic train, bringing holiday passengers from northern cities through beautiful Dorset scenery to the Bournemouth seaside. New businesses started up to serve the railway. Carters delivered coal to sellers in Salisbury Street, and horse-drawn carts and carriages waited at the station to meet trains. 10 new pubs and hotels appeared within spitting distance of the station, while temperance hotels allowed more respectable arrivers to have a quiet cup of coffee and read the paper. New houses were built around the town, many north of the station, forming a new suburb over former pasture lands.